Biodiesel helps the bottom line. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. Biodiesel Coalition of Missouri Executive Director Matt Amick says Missouri-produced biodiesel helps the state's farmers.
When you support biodiesel, you're supporting farmers. Farmers are supporting their own products that they grow and produce.
We'll learn more coming up on Brownfield. Every gallon of Missouri-produced biodiesel improves the bottom line of farmers. And Matt Amick, the executive director of the Biodiesel Coalition of Missouri, says biodiesel is good for the economy of Missouri communities and is a particularly strong benefit to soybean farmers.
Biodiesel provides a 13% price support to the price of soybeans. So it's a huge benefit to farmers. If you look at our economic impact from the biodiesel industry, it's a $1.3 billion industry to the state of Missouri, provides over 3,000 jobs. It's a key industry. It's one of our few Missouri-made fuels. We've got 5 plants producing biodiesel right now across the state, so it's a huge industry to the state of Missouri.
Amick says farmer-owned cooperatives play an important role in distributing biodiesel in Missouri.
Well, I think they're critical to the success of biodiesel, being one of the avenues that we can get fuel out to farmers, their members, and customers. If farmers are doing well, which biodiesel provides a benefit to farmers, it's going to help the cooperatives as well, and their members, the health of their members, striving and thriving.
With a large farmer customer base and locations in rural areas, offering more biodiesel can provide significant value back to the farmer members of cooperatives.
You're supporting your members. You're supporting that Missouri-made fuel that's made from the crops grown by your members, the farmers that support your business. There's a huge incentive there. There are ways that cooperatives can take advantage of some of the financial incentives that are out there when they get creative in the way they source and blend biodiesel. Biodiesel has to make financial sense. When we're talking to cooperatives or fuel distributors, we talk about biodiesel providing value back to the farmers, back to their members, as well as their own fleets.
The more biodiesel used by cooperatives in their own fleets, Amick says, the more cost savings to the cooperatives in running their fleets.
The diesel fuel that we have now is an ultra-low sulfur diesel. So they've taken a lot of sulfur out of the fuel, so biodiesel can bring that lubricity back into the fuel. You think about the higher cetane, which helps with engine performance, lower particulate matter going through the engine, reducing that, and just reducing the cost of ownership of that fleet and reducing the amount of maintenance that you have to do on that fleet.
Matt Amick, the executive director of the Biodiesel Coalition of Missouri. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.